All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Arrowhead Springs Public Infrastructure District Number 1. Today is May 7th, 2026. It's 2:05 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state their name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Ben, your chair, you want to start?
Ben Ferry, board chair, present.
Matt Rasband, secretary, present.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, district council.
Lauren Warburton with CLA, district accountant.
Okay, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So board, first up, our meeting minutes from February 5th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They look accurate.
Okay, could I get a motion, Matt?
Yeah, I'll do a motion to approve the board minutes.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Ben. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, Lauren, take it away.
Cool. Let's see. Okay, so board, we'll start with the payment listing here for Q1, so January 1st through March 31st. Total payments were $8,844,479.46. I won't go line by line today, but please let me know if you have any questions before I move on to the financials.
No questions.
We're good.
Okay. And then for financials today for Q1, we'll start with the balance sheet. And please let me know if you can't hear me. The office is a little bit louder than usual. But total assets here were just over 48 million, with 26,000 in the general fund, just over 28 million in the debt service fund for the 2025 SA series, just under 1.8 million in the debt service fund for 2025 GO series, and then just under 18 million in the capital projects fund. And on the liability side, in AP, we had just under 8,000 for Q1. Then moving on to the general fund here, we did have interest income of $965. With the expenditures side, we've got some accounting fees and insurance fees that went through for just under $5,600, which brought our ending fund balance to $23,366. And then for the debt service fund, the series 2025 SA side, we did have assessment fee revenues of just under $109,500, and then interest income of just under $31,000. With no expenditures quite yet on this side, that brings our ending fund balance to just over $3.5 million. And for the Series 2025 GO debt service fund, interest income so far of $15,852. We did have a bond interest payment that was covered through capitalized interest of $367,462. So our ending fund balance in this debt service fund is just under $1.8 million. And then in the capital projects fund, so far interest income of $197,000. Total expenditures just over 8.8 million, with the majority of that being the capital outlay and a couple engineering costs. So that brings our ending fund balance for Q1 to just under 18 million. Any questions on the Q1 financials today?
No, I'm good.
Nope.
Matt, you're good too. Okay.
Yep.
So what I would need then is a motion to accept the Q1 financial statements and the expenditure listings.
I motion to approve the Q1 financial statements and expenditure details.
I second.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, unanimous. All right, a couple things we need to talk about. First is the insurance. So Utah Local Governments Trust, as you guys know, does our insurance. We're a member of it. So we have a $5 million liability coverage. At the time, that was pretty much standard for them. Since we did your guys' coverage, We've been able to do a $2 million limit cap. So they wanted to increase our policy because we had the 5 million from 3,500 to 5,000. We asked them, hey, we don't want to bump it up. Can we go to the $2 million mark? They said yes, and it would keep our premium the same. So me, Tyler, Matt, we've all talked and discussed it, and we think going to the 2 million is fine, and it will save us the money for the premiums because that's what we're doing with all the other districts. So we just wanted to make sure you guys were good with going down to the two.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah, I
fine with
think
that.
we're
Okay.
good. Perfect. All right. Next up, the new conflict of interest disclosure. Don't shoot the messengers, but this came from the state legislature. So I'm going to let Tyler talk about it.
Everybody see my screen?
Yep, now we
All
can.
right. Ben, you've already done this. Matt, I just circulated an email to you to bring it to the top of your inbox. Matt Lewis already filled this out as well. So the state legislature passed a statute that requires that all public entities or all officers and members of public entities have to fill out this disclosure. In upcoming year, this is going to be an annual thing. In upcoming years, they're going to require it from January 1st to January 31st. As you might recall, you guys have already filled out a conflict of interest disclosure. This will replace that. That prior version was only four or five questions. This one, as you can see, is much more detailed, asking about your employment in the prior year, whether you're an owner or officer of an entity, whether you, same thing for last year, if you received 5,000 in income, ask some questions about your spouse. If you guys can fill this, or I guess for Matt, if you can fill this out the next week or two, that'd be great so that we can get it on file. This is something, again, that they're requiring from all districts, all cities, all anyone. So, if you guys have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. And with that, I'll pass it back to Mike.
So just to add a little bit, so every year this is going to be something that's required. So there's a window January 1st to January 31st. So they're giving us that 31 days that we have to do it. So going forward, Tyler and Christy will probably send out in our December board meeting the previous year's disclosures that you guys have done. That way you have a reference point, can basically copy and paste over if nothing's changed to the next year. So just know that'll happen in December.
Yeah.
Okay. That's everything I have. Do you guys have anything for us? Anything you need?
Are we good on that quarterly update that I sent over this morning?
Yeah, I'm gonna finalize it and then I'll shoot it off to UMB. Well, first I'll send it to you for signature and then I'll shoot it to UMB once you sign.
Perfect. Let me know if anything needs to change or be
Yeah.
updated.
When I first just glanced at it, everything looked great. I'll go through it as I'm combining everything, compiling it. So look for two share file emails, one for each.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. If you guys don't have anything, we just take a motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn today's board meeting.
Thanks, Ben.
I second that.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, thanks you too. Good to see you.